inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. I am your host, Emily Blue, here with co-host Deanne Lax. Thank you for joining us. Whether it's the beginning or end of your day personally, we want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy as we inspire and uplift your lives. Here's Brandon Campbell and One Way with Lift Every Voice and Sing, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
Check it out, y'all.
I've been counting my life.
I'm tired and I want to give up.
I've been wondering why.
Why's the world getting so crazy?
Still somehow I believe.
Come too far to die now.
Always survive.
If you're a survivor, get up. Let's get it.
Lord have mercy.
Let it breathe. Your life ain't over. Not unless you want it to be. Turn my mic up real quick. This is it, y'all. This is it, y'all. We've been waiting and debating. Here it is, y'all. Throw your stuff from your past. Take it off, y'all. Your finances, your future, where you can't even sleep at night. I speak against depression and fear, every attack from the enemy. This is your day, the Lord made it, baby. God is set you free. Come on.
With Declaration, This Is It. And you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. It's time for our Fresh Start segment. Ephesians 6 and 12 declares, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." I want to encourage you to fight to the finish. From 2020 to 2021, we have seen and experienced tremendous awakenings, from a global pandemic to civil unrest and so much more. We were awakened for a reason, a purpose. We cannot go back to the normalities of the past. We've heard the analogy, a wound does not heal if it is covered up. And this is very, very true. That is why I believe God ripped the veil off, or the scab off, the band-aid off, if you will, and in essence admonished us to open our eyes and fight. We must pay attention, be attentive. Most importantly, pray with a strategy in mind. Do not give up. Fight to the finish. That's our Fresh Start segment.
You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We are so excited to have you tuned in. We Talk Radio is celebrating over 1,500 episodes. Keep tuning in to each of our shows. Educate, enable, and all month long, we have been focusing on intellectual and social instructions or training to give individuals authority to make things possible by becoming stronger and more confident. We hope that you have been richly blessed and encouraged this month. But first, here's Black Gold by Esperanza Spalding featuring Algebra Blessed and Young, Gifted, and Black by Aretha Franklin right here on the best in inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Hold your head as high as you can, high enough to see who you are, little man. Life sometimes is cold and cruel, maybe no one else will tell you, so remember that you are black gold, black gold. You are black gold. Now maybe no one else has ever told you so. But you're golden, baby, black.
You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio.
This is your Renewed Heart segment, Free at Last. Last week, we celebrated Juneteenth, a federal holiday in the United States, commemorating the emancipation of African-American slaves. It is also often observed for celebrating African-American culture. Next month, we celebrate July 4th, a national holiday celebrating the United States' freedom from Britain. We live in a culture where the troubles of this world are endless. Sickness, disease, death, crime, isolation, inequality, it all seems like a vicious, never-ending cycle. But did you know that we can find freedom in Christ? 2 Peter 2:9 says, they promise freedom, but they themselves are slaves of sin and corruption. For you are a slave to whatever controls you. And when the people escape from the wickedness of the world by knowing our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and then get tangled up and enslaved by sin again, they are worse off than before. It would be better if they had never known the way to righteousness than to know it and then reject the command they were given to live a holy life. As followers and believers of Christ, it is important that we not look to the world in its superficial version of freedom and look to Christ who sacrificed his life for our salvation and for us to be free of sin and live life eternally. Every time we seek the world's attention by feeding into the examples the world puts before us, of greed, immorality, and judgment, well, there are more out there as well. We feel burdened down by the trials that sin itself guarantees. Romans 8:2 says, for in Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set you free from the law of sin and death. So, as you go about celebrating this season of freedom and deliverance, remember that people will never provide for you something that we are not able to give, even with our best effort. Our sinful nature places limitations on us, and only Christ can make us whole. This is your Renewed Heart segment.
That's right, it is officially summertime. And today, Joy Seekers, we are introducing our question of the day. Make sure you call in so that you could be on the air and answering the question of the day. We want to hear from you. That number is 563-999-3456.
Feel me? And I'm gonna
Conversation Radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. This year, We Talk Radio celebrates 11 years of being on the air. You guys, amazing, amazing network. Thank you for supporting us each and every day by tuning in to each of our shows.
All right, Joy Seekers, it is time for the question of the day. What is your favorite summer childhood memory? Call in now and share yours with us. The number is 563-999-3456.
All right, Dia, so I'm just going to kick it off. I'm going to kick it off as we were waiting to see who's going to call in and share their memories. My favorite childhood memory was when I would go to Galveston and visit my dad and my grandparents, and they used to let me the pool that we would put in the front yard, and I would just throw, my grandfather would put water in it, and I would just throw water out of it, just throw out water. And I would say, Grandma, my water is gone. And my grandma would make my grandpa put water back into the pool.
Oh, wow. So funny. You were just watering the grass.
Absolutely. What about you, Deanne?
Well, my favorite childhood memory, there are so many, but one that I remember in particular was riding my bike like every summer. It felt like every summer. Maybe it was maybe two or three summers in a row for sure. But just riding all day, I felt like we had a motorcycle gang of bike riders, of girls that were all between the ages of like maybe 9 to 12. And we did this for a few summers, and we would just go between each other's houses and just ride bikes and go to the little corner store, the candy house or the rec center, go just ride bikes all over. And it was probably a good 5 to 10 of us. So it was just, I just remember those days because they were just so fun. And my biggest memory when it comes to that is one day one of my friends was going somewhere. I think she was going out of town. And I got caught in the rain. And you talking about hard to ride a bike in the rain. If you have ever rode your bike in the rain, oh my goodness, like you can relate, because I felt like I was lugging maybe 50 pounds. I was probably a good 11, 12 years old, but I felt like I weighed about 250 pounds because the rain was just that heavy on me. So word to the wise, unless you have no other form of transportation, if you see clouds in the sky, please stay at home. That is not the time to ride your bike. So I found out early. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Kia, you have a favorite memory that you want to share with us?
Well, hello, beautiful queens, the incredible and amazing Emily Blue and Deanne. How are you?
Right,
doing great. Just reminiscing about our childhood.
That's the best ever. I love reminiscing. Yeah, I have a lot of childhood memories, but I think my favorite childhood memory is traveling to California. My mother passed away several years ago. But he remarried, and him and his wife lived in California. And so at the age of 13, I had the opportunity to go to California and really experience the beach life and just have a good time. And it was a lot of fun. My older brother went, and he got to do all the fun stuff. And the one thing I remember is every day he was like four years older than me. And so, you know, as a little sister, having an older brother, I always wanted to do everything that he did. And so every day, you know, he would be leaving to go somewhere, hanging out with his new friends that he made in California. And we would be crying on the inside of the house because we actually had to stay there. So, and my grandmother was really strict. She was a different kind of grandmother. So even though we had to have fun, you know, she was the type of grandmother that she still hung her clothes on the line. So we were going to be washing clothes and putting them on the line, if you know what I mean. So it wasn't like a full vacation on the beach. Okay? I think we passed by the beach and we were like, hey, beach, how y'all doing? But it was good. I mean, it was a good California trip. It was our first trip, my second time, I went as a child, a very young child, but I don't really remember that trip. I do see lots of pictures from it, but I do remember that time going. It was just a lot of fun. So, yeah.
What part of California was it?
Los Angeles, California, actually. Yep, she actually lives off of right over there. Well, I'm not going to tell you, y'all going to go by my grandma's house. But she lives over there on Martin Luther King Boulevard. Not y'all. I'm talking about all the people listening around the go. They're going to knock on. I'm about to give y'all an answer. She don't live on 1235 Sunshine Drive.
Hello.
No, but she actually lives over on MLK. And it's y'all know where Randy's Donut Shop is?
I see it in the movies, but I've been
let me tell you.
Yeah. You
see
the donuts?
It's the best. Y'all, you got to go to California. You've never been to California, you said?
No, I haven't.
Roscoe's
is awesome. I went when I was young, like you, very young, and then I went again in the 90s, the early 90s, and I remember I was probably about 12 or so, and I remember thinking, like, sure, because, you know, you think of Boys in the Hood, NWA, all of them, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, the Crips and the Bloods. Oh, my God, it was so crazy.
Yeah.
Because my aunt lived in Compton. As a matter of fact, I think her backyard was in one of the videos for NWA. So I was just like, what are we about to,
you know, don't wear red, don't wear blue. But it was fun. It was a good trip. It was very fun.
But that don't wear red, don't wear blue thing is real, because we had on brown.
It is.
I remember we walked three streets over thinking we good. We got on brown. We wasn't good at all. We had to run back to the house. When we were 13, I think that was probably the most terrified I had been in California, when we realized we were in a little danger. And we had on brown.
Oh, my.
It was
okay.
So interesting.
But see, and I'm begging my dad,
that
please take off that blue, whatever he had on. Take it off. But, yeah, okay. Wow.
Well, we do have some callers that are here. I'm with the producers now. We're going to continue to check these phone lines. We have people here. Some of them are too nervous, and I don't know why y'all are so amazing. I tell everybody, y'all don't have to be nervous. Come on into the conversation. It's all right. So I'm going to keep checking the phone lines and seeing who would like to chat, and if we have someone who'd like to chat and talk about their favorite incredible childhood experience, I'll let you all know.
All right.
Awesome. Well, we're just so excited.
Thanks for letting
me
share, ladies.
No problem.
Thank you. This is awesome. You guys, we just want to let you know how much we want to hear from you all, because your voice is so important to us, because you are the reason why we are here. There would be no us without you. So let's make that very, very clear. Very, very clear. So if you are too shy today to be on, know that we're going to be doing this every time that we're on. So get used to it, because we're going to have the question of the day ready for you. Pia, do we have somebody on the line?
We do. We actually have Miss Toni, and I'm going to bring her right on in and continue to check the phone line. Miss Toni, you're live here, Brent, with Brand New Day and with Emily Blue and Miss Deanne Lax.
All right. Hello, Toni. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Happy summertime.
Awesome. Happy summertime. Please tell us what your favorite summer childhood memory is.
Well, my favorite childhood memory was any time when I got the chance to run through a sprinkler or even drink out the water hose. Because Texas, it's H-O-T hot all summer here. And also, I don't swim. I don't know how to swim. So, you know, we weren't a swimming pool kind of family. But it's nothing like turning them sprinklers on and running through those sprinklers on a hot day. Or, you know, ripping and running, being able to go down the street to the park, the playground with friends and neighbors and cousins. Oh, I had so many cousins. Like coming back. Well, everybody knows you can't go in and out the house, right? Letting the air out and letting the flies in.
Yeah.
So if we got thirsty, and also we didn't have no water bottles, we had to go on the side of the house, turn the hydrant on and either drink out the hydrant unless the water hose was connected. We had to drink out the water hose. And so
we survived.
I can't imagine my kids these days having to drink out of, you know, out of being expected or asked to drink out from the outside hydrant. But hey, we did it. We survived. It turned out good.
Yeah. And it's hard to believe that there was a day with no water bottles. Oh my gosh.
I know, right? I mean, I'm sure they had them, but we weren't buying them.
We weren't buying them. Wow, as much water drinking we do now from bottles is just, I can't even think about the time. Wow, that seems like centuries ago.
No, right? But we grew up, I grew up during an age where, like, period is just extremely different, because technology has advanced so much in my generation that, you know, my kids don't even know, like, having the luxury of having a super, super long cord on your house phone
that
you could take your phone from room to room. Like,
or the one on the wall.
Right. and three-way and four-way. You calling on three-way. No, I'm calling them on three-way. No. They don't know
Star 67, Star 69, all that.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Those are some good memories. And I mean, my child, like now on the way home earlier today, she was like, "Oh, sprinkler." She gets caught up in the sprinklers now. But yes, those were all we had back then. Like, we didn't have a pool either. If we were able to get that little plastic pool at the store, we were doing
That sprinkler was it. Well, that was fun. Yes. Thank you guys for letting me share my memories.
Absolutely, thank you. So
I'm enjoying the show.
Thank you so much
for listening. Absolutely. All right, you guys
have a great day. You too.
All right.
Bye-bye. Okay, thank you, Joy Seekers, for calling in and sharing with us your childhood memory from the summertime. If you would like, you can also post your childhood memory on social media on all of our platforms. Here's Common and John Legend with Glory right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand new day with Emily Blue.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure. The heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots be on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up. One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory,
glory,
oh. Now the war is not over, victory isn't won, but we'll fight on to the finish, and then when it's all done, we'll cry glory, oh glory, oh,
oh.
We'll cry glory, oh. Every man, woman, and child. Even Jesus got his crown in front of a crowd. They march with the torch, we gon' run with it now. Never look back, we done gone hundreds of miles. From dark roads, heroes, to become a hero. Facing the League of Justice, his power was the people. Enemy is lethal, a king became regal. Saw the face of Jim Crow under a bald ego. The biggest weapon, it's to stay peaceful. We sing, our music is the cuts that we bleed through. Somewhere in the dream we had an epiphany. Now we right the wrongs in history. No one can win a war individually. It takes the wisdom of the elders and young people's energy. Welcome to the story we call victory. The coming of the Lord, my eyes have seen the glory. One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours.
Oh,
What if Martin didn't stand up? What if Rosa didn't sit down? What if Malcolm didn't man up? Where would we be now? What if Molly didn't get up, stand up? What if Du Bois didn't come to advance us? And Mandela didn't come to teach us? Where would we be now? We are the ones we've been waiting for. We can change the world. We can change the world. With our love, 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 love. 'Cause it's up to us. What if Langston Hughes didn't write it down? What if Josephine Baker didn't dance it out? No. Tell me, where would we be now? What if Soldier never told the truth? Or Ida B. Wells never printed the news? Harriet never went underground? Where would we be now? We are the ones we've been waiting for. We can change the world. Change the world with our love, 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 love. 'Cause it's up to us. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We can change the world. Our love can change the world. We can change. All of our love. Patrice and Alicia, you and me are the chosen. Right now, this is our moment. We are a people of motion. Our love's gonna change the world.
Hey there, this is Casey Fox, and you are listening to Brand New Day with my girl, Emily Blue.
That was India Irie with What If. It's time for the Live Smart segment right here on Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. I want to encourage every man to do health maintenance. June is Men's Health Month. It is an annual awareness period designed to heighten the awareness of preventable health problems, mental and physical, and encourage early detection and treatment of disease among men and boys. Medical professions and community activists use this opportunity to encourage regular self-exams and screenings. This awareness period was created by former Senator Bob Dole and former Congressman Bill Richardson with support from Men's Health Network. It was passed by the U.S. Congress and signed into law by former President Bill Clinton in 1994 as Men's Health Week, ending on the U.S. Father's Day. Men's Health Week was expanded to include the whole month of June in the late 1990s. Men's Health Week is still celebrated as a special awareness period recognized by Congress and the President. An International Men's Health Week is celebrated around the globe. Remind husbands, sons, fathers, grandfathers, and uncles to make those appointments to take care of their bodies. That's our Live Smart segment.
Music and conversation radio, brand new day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. Deanne and I are so excited about continuing our theme. Actually, we're getting ready to end our theme, but we're going to talk about it tonight. Educate, enable, and empower. But before we get started with today's topic, we want to remind you to join our book club. Our first book selection is 70 Days of Happy, Life is Better When You Smile, by Shelly Mache, who is a certified life purpose coach, author, international speaker, and women's change agent, and a member of the Brand New Day family.
Yes, 70 Days of Happy, Life is Better When You Smile is a personal journey of self-discovery and empowerment, providing helpful tools and suggestions to help take back the emotional control that others have repeatedly been allowed access to in your life. We are asking all listeners to purchase a copy of the book and read it by Saturday, July 3rd, 2021 for our virtual book club discussion with the author on Saturday, July 17th, 2021 at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
You may purchase the book at www.shellymache.com/offer or www.amazon.com. Register to join the book club by logging on to www.brandnewdayemily.com/events. All right, Joy Seekers. Let's dive into tonight's discussion. So I want to recap real quickly regarding what we heard from our previous guests. We had Dr. Talisha Thompson. She talked about her amazing book, The Resilience Factor, How to Face Adversity, Trauma, and Tragedy Like a Superhero. She gave a lot of tidbits and great wisdom on how we can accomplish that. Resilience, bounce back. The ability to bounce back is so important. So if you would check out that interview that we had with Dr. Felicia Thompson, that would be amazing because you will be educated, enabled, and empowered even the more. And then we had Lady Trinette Wilson to help us ladies and our and the husbands too, because she gave some things for the men to help us train for marriage, because we are still working that thing out as single people. We have to prepare. So check that interview out. And then we have the amazing two fathers, Dr. Michael Waters and Donna Washington, who really imparted and gave us great lessons in fatherhood. So check out those previous interviews so you can be even further educated, enabled, and empowered. So we want to wrap this month up, but we wanted to talk about a couple of things that we thought were really important. As you know, African American Music Appreciation Month, Deanne, is this month, and we've had some amazing music from our culture. A lot of the music that we hear, whether it's R&B or gospel or blues, it stems from African American culture, does it not?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Everything. Country is gospel. Not gospel, but country is blues. Think about it, people. Country is a different swag of blues and jazz and bebop, and it all stems from a very rich and diverse culture. So make sure that you are doing your research and studying about African-American music and how it originated. As it relates to gospel, Thomas Dorsey was one of the phenomenal hymnal writers. And to sell his hymnals, here's a fun fact, he had Mahalia Jackson, who they just did a movie on, so check that movie out. They did it on Lifetime, to sing his songs. And I believe the first song that she did was Praise the Lord. So check out some fun facts and information about African American Appreciation Month for music. So now, Juneteenth. Juneteenth is now a holiday, a federal holiday. We've been on Juneteenth here in Texas. Deanne and I are both in Texas, so Juneteenth has definitely been a part of our life at some point. So Deanne, yeah, what are you thinking about now that it's a federal holiday? Because you already know some of my thoughts, and I'll share them with you.
Well, I'm excited, you know, that it is now a federal holiday. I'm excited that people get to take off work like they do for the 4th of July and other federal holidays. And I had a chance to go to Galveston last weekend for the Juneteenth events. It was a school trip. Our kids' school, they did, the art teacher invited us and some other families. But it was really great to spend time down there because we got a chance to see the new mural that's dedicated to Juneteenth. It's beautiful. I mean, it's a fascinating mural. And to be down in the city where the announcement was first made on Juneteenth was just, you know, it was a very historic moment on the weekend of it becoming a federal holiday, which, of course, brought about politicians, you know, Sheila Jackson Lee, John Cornyn was there. And, you know, there were several politicians and noteworthy people at the event there. And it was just a great time to be Black. It was a great time to just celebrate our emancipation and freedom from slavery. However, you know, we've been free, like you said, we've been free since 1865. Unfortunately, the world is just finding out. And we still got a long way to go. But even though it was a very educational and historical trip for us, I do want to take advantage of having a day off. We discussed that before, taking a break, because so many times we are like learning. And I think we got all year to learn. Let's take this one off. Now, ironically we can take it off. There was a lady there who in the bathroom, she was explaining to this white woman. I walked in on this conversation. She was explaining. She said, there's nothing to feel. I know this was really kind of weird. But she was like, there's nothing to feel guilty about. But she said, I celebrate both holidays, Juneteenth and July 4th. And she said, and the reason why we celebrate July 4th is because the master would give the slaves you know, a break on July 4th, and they wouldn't have to work on that day. And I thought that was interesting that that she knew that bit of history. And so I'm going to stay up a little bit more on that. I'm pretty sure that happened. So it does kind of, it's just a different perspective about the holidays, you know, and how we celebrate them and what our ancestors did during those times. You know, we may protest July 4th, but, you know, I'm sure they were happy to have it off. So if they were happy to have it off and they found some good in that, I'm going to find some good in it too.
I agree. Now, I do agree with the fact that we need a day off, including us. General Granger had some African-American soldiers who were with him when he came to Galveston to make the proclamation that the slaves were free in Texas. Yeah. Didn't know that.
Yeah.
And I've been celebrating Juneteenth since I was a little kid because my family's from Galveston, my paternal side of my family's from Galveston. So at any rate, there's still going to be much more for us to learn, and others have an opportunity to learn what they don't know. So enjoy the day off.
Yeah, and if we can, and if we continue to, especially when it comes to this younger generation, if we can fight these laws that they're trying to change about education and educating our children about our history as well, then, you know, we won't have to cram everything into one day or one weekend when it comes to us. We should be learning American history, which includes Black, Native American, Hispanic, whatever. If we're here in America, we're all American history.
American history. So we need
to be learning that throughout the year. And so, like we said, we don't have to cram it all in one day. And one Martin Luther King Day, everything is a day. No, learn it every day, 365, at least 9 months when you're in the school.
Absolutely. Totally agree. And, you know, remember, we're still fighting. So you need to, we all need to make sure that we're doing our part. Voter suppression is real. We live in the state of Texas, and we're dealing with a whole different animal. We won't even discuss that particular issue, but it's sweeping through the South, and it's coming up north too, so don't think you're exempt just because
you're
not a southern state, because the North can get it just like the South can get it. So make sure that you're right. Are not being stripped away from you. Make sure you're voting, because even if they're suppressing it, Scripture tells us the more they suppress, the harder they work. And I'm paraphrasing Scripture, but I just want you guys to just remember this time is really important. Make sure you're paying attention and you are fighting the good fight. We're not talking about with weapons and things of that nature, but use your intellect, use your abilities, the rights that you have to make things happen. And on another note, this Friday, the verdict came in on the death and murder of George Floyd for the sentencing of the former officer, Derek Chauvin, and he was sentenced to 22.5 years. I had mixed feelings about the situation, but you know what? I'm going to say we're getting some accountability. It's not perfect. It's not what I would have wanted, but it's better than what it could have been.
Yeah.
Because my mind was all ready for, I'm going to be honest, my mind was all ready for 10 years.
Yeah. You said 10? Wow.
Yeah, you know, we had Amber Geiger. She got 10, so, you know.
Oh, yeah.
State of Texas.
Yeah.
So, you know. So just make sure that you're paying attention. Make sure, Stacey Abrams was saying that this is a hot call summer instead of a hot girl summer. A hot call summer. Call your congressman. Call your senators. Let them know how you feel about everything. how you feel about the policies and the different things that are going forth, like the Justice and Policing Act and all of the other things that are relevant and important to society and culture, because we want equality and equity. We want everybody to have a level playing field. Equality is not equity.
Right.
Let me say it again, people in the back.
Yeah.
Equality is not equity. Most people are confused about those two. So we want to make sure that we have a level playing field. We want to make sure that our children are getting the same education, have the same access, have the same access to homes, have the same access to anything.
Job.
Infrastructure. Job equity. Home equity.
Yeah.
Just breathing equity. Can we breathe?
Right.
Can we breathe? And I'm talking about not necessarily our lives, that too, but I mean air quality.
Yeah, yeah.
Can we live in a safe environment so we can breathe?
Right,
so,
exactly.
So.
Yeah. A lot going on.
A lot going on. So what we want you guys to think about as we prepare for this week is, how can we become more educated, and how can we educate others? I know this is a summertime, and you're like, oh, Emily, Deanne, we do not want to talk about school. Because, listen, I am a teacher by profession, and I promise you, I don't want to think about doing a lesson plan. And I don't want to do any learning. But you know what? I'm a ever-learning person, because a teacher has to continue to learn. It's continue education. You have to continue to do stuff. So I'm not saying you have to do what I do. But when you educate yourself, you enable yourself to do more, and you empower yourself to do things that you may not have felt confident doing. So we want you to take this theme to heart. Deanne, did you have anything you wanted to add about those particular those two things that we just wanted to close with?
Yeah, just pay attention. I mean, I hate to abuse this word, but these words, but stay woke. Stay woke. Make sure make sure that you understand what is happening around you, and make sure that you're able to participate in what's happening around you. Make sure that your voter's registration card is there and whatever you need, so that you can always stay armed and prepared. And like Emily said, I'm not necessarily talking about weapons. I'm not one of those people who subscribes to that, but there are lots of people who do. But just stay knowledgeable. Stay knowledgeable about what your rights are. Stay knowledgeable about who's in office and maybe you should run for office. You know, don't just be the complainer and not actually get involved in politics from the other side, or get involved in charity or whatever it is that you have beef with. Maybe you should also be a part of that and take a stand. If it means joining the NAACP, join the NAACP. We've had Ms. Teresa Thomas. We've had her on here from the NAACP. You know, if it's about writing a book, we've had several authors. If you have to get your story out there, if you have to let people know about the injustices or the things that need to be turned around, then pen to paper and go out there and, like you said, hot call, hot write, hot author, hot, you know, just do whatever you got to do this year and make it happen. Don't just be one of those people sitting back on the sidelines talking about what would or should happen. Be a willing participant.
Yes. And with that being said, we want to thank you for listening, and we want you to continue to share with us your journeys as you are becoming educated, enabled, and empowered, because this is really important to us. And we want you to start calling us in every single time that we are on at 7 p.m. every Sunday at 7 p.m. I'm reiterating the time, because we want you to join the discussion with us, because we love to get your feedback and we want to hear from you, because like I previously said, we can't do this without you. So again, thank you. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Branding Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. It's time for the Fearless Family segment with Deanne Lack.
Hello. So we have talked a little bit about what the Fearless Family segment will be about tonight, and that's creating childhood memories. So our memories are basically about the memories that were created for us, either by our parents or because our parents said so. So now we're talking about creating childhood memories for your children or for children out here that you may know. So playing in the pool, in the front yard, drinking water from the water hose, traveling, riding bikes, all of those things are things we may have done in childhood, but what new memories are we creating for our children today? Things are a little different now. We have more access, but what small things are we doing to take advantage of time with our children? So here's some things that maybe we can do to introduce to our children or just create those memories that will last forever. I know one of the things that my daughter is always asking, Mom, can we do another movie night? So I kind of took this from Instagram. One of my friends I saw, she did like a little movie night at home where they had candy and popcorn and little treats set up on the bar, and they had a little sign at the name of the movie theater, which was their family's last name, and they had a price list. So the kids had to learn how to count money, and it could be real money or fake money or whatever, but they had to learn how to count in order to purchase these items so that they could go watch their movie and to get into the movie. So that's a little cute memory. That's something that kids can enjoy with parents. They can watch a family-oriented movie. There are so many movies out now. I'm reminded all the time. And I feel like we're missing them because I'm like, girl, we just came from such and such for you. I am exhausted. But apparently that's a memory that's sticking with her because she continues to ask me. Worship time. Worship time is important. Creating time out of the day to say, you know what, we're going to pray together. We're going to read scripture together. I want this to be a priority. I want you to learn how to journal on your own. I want you to have a relationship with God on your own. So we're going to do it together as more of an introduction and maybe start it off that way. But then I want you to take lead, and I want it to become ownership, your something you own, God. And then I think they will appreciate that. I think that's something that can last for years and years to come, and prayerfully will train up a child and teach them in the way that they should go so they won't turn away from the Lord. So buy them a journal or create them a journal where they can just spend time with God. That's a great memory. Exercise together. So go outside, walk. It's really hot now, but walk, run, do whatever you have to do. If they are in sports, maybe ask the coach if there's an opportunity where you can run or walk during the time that they have to walk or run, so that maybe you can do that together. You can spend that time together, because sometimes parents are very busy dropping off and picking up kids from sports or watching them from the bleachers, but maybe when they get that downtime, that cool down time, maybe you can go walk and run with them. Also, art, just painting. Get a canvas from the 99-cent store, Dollar Tree, and just get some paint. Start painting. You know, that's relaxing, and it's also it's just relaxing. I mean, it's just a beauty, and you create something of beauty that you can keep forever. And gardening also, gardening and cooking. But those are a few things that you can do to create memories. We're talking childhood memories today. So why not create opportunities for our children today that they will remember tomorrow? That's our Fearless Family segment.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you, Deanne, for that amazing, awesome Fearless Family segment. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio.
So, we have reached the end of our show. Remember to tune in to the E-Man After Show at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time tonight and all of our other shows through the week on the We Talk Radio Network. Also, We Talk Radio has a brand new website. See all of the latest updates by logging on to www.wetalkradio.com.
We would love to hear from you. Please email us your questions and comments at eblue@wetalkradio.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Brand New Day Emily, Rearing Royalty, and We Talk Radio. And keep the conversation going. Tell us how you will educate, enable, and empower yourself and others along the way.
Let's recap. Our Fresh Start segment was Fight to the Finish. Our Renewed Heart segment was Free at Last. Our Live Smart segment was Creating Childhood Memories.
Let's pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for this day. We thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for creating in us a clean heart and renewing in us a right spirit. Thank you, Lord God, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Thank you for giving us the capability to fight. Thank you for helping us to prepare and be strategically enabled for the week, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to keep us covered in your blood. Give us witty inventions and concepts and ideas so that we can accomplish your purpose and plan for our lives. Even on this week, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor. Amen.
Amen. We would like to leave you with a motivational quote from Nelson Mandela. Education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world.
Thank you again for tuning in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. Here's the late, great Donny Hathaway with Someday We'll All Be Free.
We Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
It's your girl,
your pal,
your gal.
Anyways, Destiny Brown. Y'all may know me from a little show called The Ken and Rye Show. You know, I'm Destiny, the producer on there, and I've loved doing it for so many years. Me and the We Talk Radio team, we were talking, and they were like, Destiny, you need your own show. We named the show Friday Night Hype with DB, and I'm so excited. We're going to be talking about hot topics, what's going on in the world, what's going on in pop culture, what's going on, you know, in our personal lives, and maybe be, you know, spilling a little bit of tea. The tea runneth over. Relationships, you know, boys, gals, the whole bit, you know, college, jobs, finding a big girl job, having a hot girl summer or a holy girl summer, you know, whatever you want to do. It's more of a, you know, a fresh vibe, very mature vibe. You know, I just turned 21. Friday Night Hype with me, your girl DB, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Join me. We're going to have a great time. We in this thing.
I'm Emily Blue, host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
And I am Deanne Lax, co-host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
We invite you to listen each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time as we inspire and uplift your lives with incredible inspirational music and exceptional conversations with a variety of thought leaders, artists, and experts.
You will also experience empowerment through our engaging segments. So, join us each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where you will
have a fresh start,
gain a renewed heart,
and learn to live smart right here
on Brand New Day
with Emily Blue.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.